Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Pull the car cover off! Pull it off! There it is!
Car cover's been pulled off. We are rocking and ready to go. Climb into the cockpit with me, folks. Thank you. There you go. Get the door open here. There it is. Sitting in the cockpit of the Auto World car here in the Dodge Viper seat. I'm your host, Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. Good to have you along right here on the Genesis Communications Network each and every week, broadcasting live in Boise, Idaho in the Greasy Garage Studio. And that means that I'm here with tools and ready to help you with your car wants, needs, questions about the smell you've been having. Ooh, that smell. And you know what group sang that song? Leonard Skinner. Anyway, well, if you got a smell, let's get it fixed. You got a tick, 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 and a knock, 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 and all that, let's get it fixed right here on Auto World. How's your Auto World been? Hopefully it's been quiet. Hopefully you've had some, actually you've had some fun driving that brand new car that you purchased here yesterday, maybe a week ago, maybe 2 months ago, or maybe you're thinking about buying a new car. Is it going to be a question for you this week here on Auto World? Is it going to be an electric car? Question for you right there. Good to have you along again. Very honored and very proud to be behind the microphone here in the Auto World Plaza and doing Auto World. We've had a lot of things coming down the pike here in the Auto World arena, and into the stalls we go, and that means autonomous. We're going to talk about autonomous the third hour here in Auto World. Autonomous and pizza. You like pizza? Pepperoni, maybe? Oh, yeah. Those anchovies on top of that pizza? Ooh, I do. Yuck. Talk about smell. Ugh. Anyway, we're going to talk about autonomous, the Noid. Avoid the Noid. We're going to talk a little bit about that here this third hour this week on Auto World. But most of all, you're the star of the show. You are. Well, you're the reason I'm here. You're the reason that we're all here together each and every week in the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio with your concerns about why and how come. The news, the fun, why is that car of mine making that noise? I want to be in touch with you throughout the week, but right now is also live. You can be in touch with me, I'm Mark Evans, throughout the week at my email address, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And email me, and what I do there, we're going to share some of your emails this hour on Auto World. And also, I'm going to be, do you have the Go package? Well, we've got that. That's in the Auto World little car fact coming up the third hour. And, I kind of teased you here the second hour to call your friends. If you have a Jeep Wrangler, if your friend has a Jeep Wrangler, if your relative, you have relatives. If they have a Jeep Wrangler, call them, get them to listen up because I've got a brand new, I don't have, they're offering it to me and you, and I'm just sharing it with you, trying to get some news out there on it. It's a great little tool. I think it'll save my back. Oh, my back. Lifting things hurts your back. So I got a brand new tool for you Jeep Wranglers and also for you folks that have camper shells. I've got a camper shell, and boy, oh, those things are just, they're great when you want to use them, but then when you want them off and you want to use your pickup truck to haul, you know, car parts.
Oh, yeah.
You go into the recycle junkyard, boneyard, whatever you want to call it, to pick up, you know, some used wheels, maybe a used twiddle arm, you know. That's some of that mechanic argon jargon. We're going to talk a little bit about that, too. But words that they don't make any sense. See, I just made that up. So, anyway, how do you get the camper shell off and where do you store it and all that? But most of all, again, I want to be in touch with you each and every hour of Auto World. I want to help you every week. With your, like I said, I know you might think it's a problem, but your problem with your Auto World and your car, your truck, your dirt bike, whatever it might be, can be fixed. And you're not the only one that has the same type of problem. Our number here, Axelrod Alex, is sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine to make you sound good. Use your cell phone as a microphone at 855-660-4261. And let's get it fixed. That way you don't have to deal with it. If you don't understand the words that your repair shop's been talking to you with, don't understand the auto body lingo because you met somebody by accident, I can help. Certified in all those areas. In fact, I have no clue how many certifications I have. It's ASE certification. That's not only the written test that you have to take, and I've passed. Yeah, I'll be honest, I have flunked. I have some of those I've not passed, and I've had to study and dig deeper and learn more in order to pass them. And I have. And that's not because I wanted the piece of paper on the wall, but because I have a lot of computer monitors on the wall. But you put the certificate in your resume and all that, which that's great, but I want to learn how to fix and help you on your cars and your trucks. So with that, let's get on with the show. 855-660-4261. Join along. Appreciate that. One thing that I got a lot of emails on this last week was going into the warm weather. A lot of you have same question, so I'm just going to blankly throw it out there and help all of you. Not only the folks that have emailed me, and I emailed you back and told you that I would answer it live on the air. Listen up, and you are. And a lot of you, thank you. You came back with some positive responses, said thanks, I will listen up, and I do appreciate that. And you can share, information each and every hour and each and every week with your friends and relatives. And again, a little bit of housekeeping. If you missed an hour and you want to go back and listen to an hour, and or what did he say about that? What? Gas shortage? See what I'm getting at? That we talked about that the second hour, or was it the first hour? I don't know, but it was one of those hours. See, that's go to Google Auto World Podcast, and we'll be right there on the top. Very proud of that, and you'll be able to listen to any and every hour that we've ever done on Auto World, and you'll learn a lot. That's what it's about. Sometimes I do actually go back and say, I need to talk more about that to help. So it does help all each and every one of us. And don't forget, now, you can always tune in to GCN. Go use the internet, the interweb, GCNlive.com. And you can listen there, too. Just look for Auto World at GCNlive.com and go back into the archives, and you can listen there at all times about that tool that I'll be talking about, like right now. Okay, we've got a new tool now. I don't have a new tool. But this company, let me give you their web address, and this is not a selfless plug. They're not a sponsor or anything. I'm just saying that I do believe that I want to save not only my back from getting hurt, because I like to have fun, and I like to maybe, I don't own a Jeep Wrangler, but if I did own a Jeep Wrangler, I would like to take it out, and I would like to use it. I would like to take the doors off of it. That's, that's what they made there, is a fun vehicle. Take the doors off, maybe pull the top off, and what do they call that? Going topless? Yeah. You guys out there going topless, are you? Yeah. I would. I would do that. Well, okay. So where are you going to store the doors? How are you going to get the top off? Hurting your back. So this is why I want to talk a little bit about this. Here's the web address. Topliftpros.com. Take a look at that brand new tool they came out with. It's a lift. A one-person electronic type lift that you can actually slide it underneath the back of your top on a Jeep Wrangler, hit the button, and it raises the top right off and holds the top for you. Walk away, a one-person operation. That's right. Mom can do it, too. I know Mother's Day's coming up. One-person operation. Hit the button, raises the top off, carry the top over. And they also have, using that same tool, a little hanger hooker thing there, that hooky thingy, hooky bobby thing, that you can take the doors off with this tool without breaking your back and holding them up, and then they have a rack to store the doors. It's a great little tool. I'd buy it in a heartbeat for my camper shell. In fact, I'm going to. So if you've got a camper shell, take a look at it, topliftpros.com. I'll have to contact them and see if they might want to jump in here and sponsor the show. Welcome into the Auto World Plaza again. We're going to take a little short break. Grab some more popcorn. I got some Jelly Bellies here. Man, they're good. A lot of sugar, as you can tell. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
We have a problem.
Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't have any.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
Or can it?
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM. With little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
It is.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Oh, yeah, right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. Really? I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. Right. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Sure. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Yeah, and it's funny how they have deleted it.
Ooh, you might not ever
It's good to, have you along. Good to have you singing along at the car wash. How many of you do actually go into the car wash and sing? I know you do have the radio on. You got this music rocking. You got me in there, the talk radio rocking. You're listening to your favorite talk show at the car wash. That's what it's all about. Hey, welcome back into the Greasy Garage Studio. It's good to have you in the studio with me each and every week here on Auto World, the Auto World Plaza. I'm live from Boise, Idaho. Very proud to be in Boise, Idaho all my life. Came from back in Illinois, Peoria area. Born in Peoria, and parents moved out here to Boise, and I've been doing the automotive arena. I've been in the automotive stalls, actually fixing cars for 40 plus years now, and I've got a lot of friends in that arena, in that in those stalls. I guess I should say this is not a horse show; this is an Auto World show, and it's again these friends I have. And this is one thing; it's an Auto World tip for the third hour. When you do find a mechanic, folks, the older the better. And when I say older, I'm saying the age, because I've been there, I've smelled it, I've heard the noise many, many times, and the noise, not only the smell, the noise, I've also the communication between you and I, the customer, the clientele, the friends. We talk in order to fix your car. So you have to communicate using, well, today we use cell phones, we use a cell phone camera in order to take a picture, because a picture is worth 1,000 words. So if you can't, you know, if I could do smell-o-vision here, smell-o-radio, then you could smell it. See, I could give you the burning rubber when I'm, you know, giving you the horsepower with those wheels spinning, but I can't do that. But a picture, if you have a leak, you can take a picture of it and send it to your automotive mechanic. But the key is, when I say contacts, myself, I have contacts in the detail side, because I've been in the valley for many, many years, and I've got friends in the glass windshield business that I've known for years, and so I do know it's kind of like a resource guide, and I am working on that. It's taking some time because there's a lot of you listening and a lot of our great affiliates throughout the United States and, of course, over the Virgin Islands and all, and so there's a lot of you listening. I do appreciate that, and I need to get and find out who is the best for you to put on the resource guide here at autoworldmedia.com. That's my website, autoworldmedia.com. That way you can say, okay, he's basically certified. Yes, I've qualified or certified them for you. So, like I do here, a lot of people come to me, well, hey, who do you recommend for that since you do not do it? Well, I go to my friend and say, hey, I do know these people here because I've used them myself, and that's what it's all about. So, always make sure that if you take a younger person, which that younger person, stay in the business and keep repairing those cars, keep detailing those cars, keep painting those cars, keep doing the body shop. If you're young and listening, keep it up. Keep it up, and thank you for being in this field, because a lot of the younger people are not doing it or wanting to get in this field to keep all of our listeners' cars going. So stay in there, hang in there, keep going, and you'll do real well. In fact, all of our great listeners, all of you, raise your hand if you're not happy with the hourly rate that you're getting charged for repair, or even body shop-wise. But the repair is the highest price per hour out there. Yeah, look at all the hands going up. A lot of you are not happy. Well, see, the reason why it's so much money, you know it's hard work, you know all that. Everybody knows that. But how many of us are leaving this industry? A lot. I know Jay Leno is involved with McPherson College in Kansas City. That's just one of them that he's donating, of course, his money as a sponsorship to keep the automotive side going. We got to keep it rocking and rolling because we're all driving cars. Even though they might, you know, you might have a gas and electric sitting in the same driveway. That's okay. Hey, talking about that, let's get rid of the Noid. What? No, avoid the Noid? What's this all about? Well, Mark, remember the Noid with delivering pizza? Domino's. Uh-oh. Well, there's a new car. It's new, but it's now, folks, the Nuro. N-U-R-O. Nuro is now delivering pizza and some other goodies to you. It's an autonomous car. Nobody's driving it. It's driving itself. There's nobody in it. Who started this? Not autonomous, but the Nuro. Nuro is now on the roads. And Domino's is actually going to be using it. In fact, they are already using it in some of the big cities. Well, this company, Nuro, was founded by engineers of the Google's self-driving car project, Waymo. It's true. In fact, Ferguson was one of the gentlemen that He was a software engineer who left Google and started this in 2011 as a principal machine learning engineer. And he left Waymo in 2016 and founded Neuro that back in September of 2016. Neuro brought its robotic delivery vehicles to the market in January 2018 with $92 million in funding from Greylock Partners. This is serious. $92 million. In February of 2019, Neuro raised $940 million from SoftBank, which valued the company at $2.7 billion. Neuro said it will use the funds to expand its delivery services to new areas, add new partners, expand its fleet, and grow its business. Well, of course they can, because they have, what did I say? $2.7 billion is what they're valued at, but they have $92 million in their bank account. So you're going to see these Neuros going around delivering your pizza and bringing it to you. In November 2020, Neuro announced that they've raised $500 million in their Series C funding round, led by T. Rowe Price, with post-money valuation of $5 billion. And they've got quite a few employees, yes, and including three founders now. They have a staff, and they are making it happen. And this is something that autonomous. And with that word autonomous, I'd like to head. I'm going to talk a little more about this, this Neuro and what it is and how come and why. And why not? Because, see, California, you folks listening in California, Neuro is set to be California's first driverless delivery service. California has given the go-ahead, folks, for a commercial driverless delivery service for the first time. Using the robotics of the Neuro plans to start its driverless delivery operations as early as next year. It previously tested the R2 vehicles in the state in April, but the permit didn't let the service happen, of course, because of the permits. And here's something that's kind of unique about the Neuro, this little, well, it's a four-door car with four tires on it. The vehicle is limited to go 35 miles an hour in fair weather conditions with no one driving it. Food for thought right here on Auto World. We're going to take a little short break. Listen up for the secret sauce from our sponsors and your local sponsors. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back from Boise, Idaho.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani said the FBI surveilled his and former President Donald Trump's iCloud chats during impeachment hearings in 2019. In an interview with WABC Radio, Giuliani, whose home was searched by federal agents last week, said his lawyer Robert Costello was told by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan that the alleged wiretapping took place. Agents searching Giuliani's home last week and confiscating several electronic devices.
We have visual confirmation of the Crew-1 Resilience capsule.
From Resilience. That is excellent news. We are splashed down.
SpaceX safely returned four astronauts from the International Space Station in the wee hours of Sunday morning. The Dragon capsule parachuting into the Gulf of Mexico just after 3 a.m. And a deck collapsed at a restaurant on the waterfront in Chattanooga, Tennessee, where a birthday party was being held. 11 people injured, two said to be in critical condition. This is USA Radio News.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-987-0577. 800-987-0577. 800-987-0577. 800-987-0577.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Coming down to deliver my pizza.
Welcome back into the studio with me, the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World, the Nuro. Do not get in the middle of the road. The Nuro, the new little autonomous car, might... will it get out of your way, or will you get out of its way? I know you'll get out of its way. Ah, oh, it's amazing. Autonomous. Delivering things like pizza. Issuing the first deployment permit is a significant milestone in the evolution of autonomous vehicles in California, said California Department of Motor Vehicles Director Steve Gordon. I agree. That is a big step in the automotive, auto world, all around our area, your neighborhoods, across the pond, everywhere. No one's driving. Can't get the love affair for 10 and 2 anymore if we don't drive. Oh, with that said, let's get to some emails. Think about that, though. I have to leave you, you know, this week with just a thought process behind the autonomous word. I like to drive. I like to feel the motor. I like to go around the corner. And the feeling of a good brake pedal is like the feeling of a good Krispy Kreme donut going down. Oh, yes. Okay, here in a little bit, we're going to have a little bit of the Go Package come to us. But first and foremost, you're the star of the show. Email me. Throughout the week, and right now I'm live, of course, from Boise, Idaho in the Auto World Plaza. I'm Mark Evans. And I definitely do enjoy helping you throughout the week and right here, of course, live with your car problems, your car leaks, your car smells, your car wobbles, shakes, shimmies, the, like we, yeah, it was the first hour. I talked about the gentleman who emailed me here live in Boise, Idaho, and he lives here and listens to us on GCNlive.com. I do appreciate that. Coming soon, maybe, to a station near you here in Boise area. But with that said, we fixed his windshield leak. He had no more water leaking on the floorboard, causing a Fred Flintstone mobile later. So email me at this address, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That's all one word, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Facebook message me, please, anytime. I do talk on Facebook Messenger back and forth to some of our great charter members and some of the new listeners of our show, of course. And I welcome you over to the Facebook page, Mark Evans. You'll see me sitting behind the microphone in the greasy garage, a little yellow coupe behind me. That's a 38 Plymouth, by the way. Had some folks email me, what kind of car is that? It is a 38 Plymouth business coupe. It's all business. Oh, yeah. Until I push on the go pedal. Then it's really a lot of business. Now, that's one thing I never do share about is what kind of engines and what they're fueled with and all that of my cars. I've got a 1965 Dodge Coronet two-door hardtop nobody will ever see underneath the bonnet or the hood. I don't know. I just like to do that. It could be a slant six. It could be a Hemi with nitrous. It could be a blown. Oh, yeah. We're getting ready to put a blown 350 Chevrolet. That's a Huffer, blown, blower, supercharger, whatever you want to call it, on top of a 350 Chevrolet and dumping it into a, when I say dumping it, yeah, it's going to be on a cherry picker, which is a hoist that lets the engine come down into the cradle where it sits in its bed in front of the transmission, in front of the differential, 57 Chevrolet half ton, got a little patina on it. I believe we've got a picture of that thrown. I've got some flamethrowers out the back of it, dual exhausts and flamethrowers, and recently put some zoomies out of it on both sides, four pipes both ways. Looks like a AA funny car that burns, of course, the nitro. That's what makes the big flames. I won't be burning nitro. Oh, no. It's a sleeper. It's got a lot of patina, rust. I'm leaving it that way. We're going to have some fun with that and just keeping it low and slow. Not slow at all until we push the go pedal. So with that, let's get now to the belly of the beast. Oh, yeah. Some of you have always wondered what's a little trivia with the nuts and the bolts behind the story. Or should we say, let's go to the belly of the beast. Well, back in 1959, the Chevrolet Corvair. Boo, boo. Hey, now. Yes, the 1959 Chevrolet Corvair. We got a couple boos there. Built to compete with the small imports back in 1959, is the first U.S. rear-engine air-cooled car. That's what's in that belly of that beast. Do you have one? Boy, I don't. I wish I did, because the value would go be... Well, the value just keeps going up on it with what's in the belly of that beast. Very unique engine. I've worked on them before. The belt, you know, it's just very unique is all I got to say. Now, let's get to fixing some of your automobiles through email. I'm going to reach over. Let's grab the bag to the left, pull out an email here, and share with you. There's one. Oh, I got a long one. That's good. And it looks like we're good to read it on the air. Good, good. Okay, so with that said, if you send me an email, and of course, and if I don't see anywhere on there that you've typed in and say, do not read this on the air, I'm going to read it. I'm going to share it with you and everybody else to help everybody. This one, let's do it. This is an email that was printed, looks like we printed it on Thursday. So, we're reading it now. Hey, Mark, hope all is well. Awesome show. Well, thank you. Thank you. That's my paycheck, and I do appreciate that. I got goosebumps right now in my arms. Oh, thank you. Need your help with a little noise that has been in our vehicle for over a month now. Wow. Our truck is a blue 2004 Chevy Avalanche. It is a great truck. I agree. I would love to get a new one, but Chevrolet General Motors stopped making them, so I'll have to keep ours going. Anyway, about our noise, I've taken it to three different auto repair shops and no one can find the noise problem. The shops keep it overnight and I let them keep it as long as they need. Sometimes I've had it to the shop, kept it there for a week. The noise seems to be out front by the grill, only makes it after driving for about half hour or more. It sounds like the transmission is shifting down a gear, and then it has a loud screech sound for a couple of minutes. The repair shops think that it could be the torque converter in the transmission, but they have not heard the noise to confirm. So just wondering what you think. Thank you, Mark. Oh, do you know a good product that would bring back the black in all of my plastic on the Avalanche? Clint, listening loud on AM 1640 in Oklahoma. Woo! Oklahoma, hey, let's do a shout-out. Shout-out to our great affiliate in Oklahoma. As Clint says here, AM 1640, that would be KZLS. AM 1640, Oklahoma City, Edmond, Stillwater, and of course in Oklahoma. Good to have you folks along, and each and every one of you in between all the cities I just mentioned. Thank you for being with us. And with that said, let's do a little shout out to Kevin. He's the GM, General Manager, and the PD, Program Director of KZLS AM 1640. And Clint, you've got a great vehicle there, Chevy Avalanche. That's a great vehicle. In fact, I could talk for a whole week about the ride-in drive that I did with the Chevrolet Avalanche, the General Motor folks with the Chevrolet Avalanche, and the stories they shared with me and how they come to be and how that Avalanche came, you know, to us and in the market. And it's a great vehicle, you know. It's got the mid-gate. We're going to talk a little bit about the mid-gate, and I'm going to fix Clint's. Oh, I got a product for you, Clint, so stay tuned. We're going to turn that black plastic you have back into, I know it's gray now, but it's going to be black by the time I get done with it. We'll be right back. Grab some Jelly Bellies.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there, and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Oh, this thing is running great.
Got all the spark plugs hooked up. Got fuel in the tank. Oh, yeah, I got my foot on the brake, got one foot on the gas, the go pedal, and off we go. Good to have you along. We've pulled Auto World out from the curb with the curb feelers, and I still have my – actually parked it during the break, and I didn't hit the curb feelers on the curb, so we're good. Hey, good to have you along here. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Just answering an email here of a repair kind, and again, with the email address, you're more than welcome on your time. When it's convenient for you, when that car or truck breaks and you're like, oh, I need some help, email me. On your cell phone, right there, right then. AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. And you can reach out right now, live at 855-660-4261. Axelrod, Alex will make you sound good because he's sitting behind that 22-foot long, 15-foot wide GCN 2800 mixer machine. Oh, yeah. Looking good. Facebook Messenger, absolutely. I accept it. Do it. And don't forget to check out our website, AutoWorldMedia.com. AutoWorldMedia.com. More than welcome. We're going to keep adding to that. But Clint, he is listening to us loud, he says, on AM 1640 in Oklahoma, and that is a shout-out to KZLS, AM 1640 in Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Edmond, Stillwater, and everybody in between. Thanks. Clint has a 2004, looks like here, blue. Thanks for letting me know the color. That's my favorite color, blue, by the way. Clint, thank you. Chevrolet Avalanche, great vehicle, and he's wanting to know. No one can find his noise. It sounds like, he says, it's out in front of the grill area. It takes half hour, he said, to more of time running before the noise comes on. They think it's a transmission, torque converter there in the transmission. And it sounds like, he says, the transmission shifting down and then into the lower gear. And then he hears a loud screech for a couple minutes, and then that all goes away, and he doesn't do it all the time. Clint, let's fix this problem first, and then we're going to get in. You also asked me about if I knew of any product that will bring your plastic back to black color, and I do have a great product, so this is going to help a lot of people too. But let's get to the noise. The noise, Clint. Very, very simple. I don't know how your temperature gauge has been reading for you, up or down or, you know, in the middle or everything, but I want you to check the temperature gauge. Your clutch fan or fan clutch. Some of the parts stores, when you order one, they want you to say fan clutch instead of clutch fan. Anyway, you do have a fan clutch on the front of that Chevy Avalanche. Now, that fan clutch is only going to turn on when it's got a little thermometer out there and the mounted in the middle of the fan clutch. You can't see it, Clint. It's buried the radiators in the way. So if you have basically think – and your plastic shroud, you know, that wraps around, the fan is buried down into that plastic shroud. But your fan clutch is kicking down. I mean, not kicking down. It sounds like your transmission is kicking down when the fan clutch kicks in because you have a big, huge whirl sound when that fan clutch kicks in. And because the fan clutch, Clint, does not spin your big, huge fan fast, the same RPMs as the engine is spinning all the time. It's freewheeling until that heat through the radiator comes through, hits the little coil spring on the front of that fan clutch. Fan clutch then kicks in, locks up the fan blade to the water pump shaft, which is spinning at the same speed because it's hooked to the serpentine belt, as the engine. And then that's where you're getting that big, huge noise, which makes it sound like your transmission's kicking down a gear. Now, you said you have a screech. That screech in my ASC certification estimate here, repair estimate, that costs nothing, is the belt. See, your fan clutch is probably waiting a little late to kick in. And when it kicks in, it locks up quick. It's going out on you, Clint. The fan clutch or clutch fan is bad. When that bad boy is, the engine gets too hot, it's getting too hot. The fan clutch is waiting at the last second to kind of to cool her off. It's kind of like you waiting to the last 10 feet to stop your Chevy Avalanche at the stop sign, and you hit the brakes all of a sudden, and you lock up the back tires on it because you know you have to stop in the next 15 feet. Well, the engine's a little too hot, a little too hot, a little too hot, a little too hot. Fan clutch finally says, kick in. It kicks in, and it goes, bam, it locks up that pulley quick, and that serpentine belt goes, until it catches up and grabs the rubber belt. So, Clint, if you might look, climb up there on the front bumper, look down with your bullet-type flashlight, look at the fan belt, and you'll see some scorching on the... Just look for a shiny pulley, and you'll see it. The water pump, actually, by the way, on the Chevy Avalanche turns counterclockwise when it's working. But just look for a shiny pulley, and you'll probably not see a shiny... It'll be silver in color. You'll see basically a scorched... There'll be brown streaks on it, or even black streaks on that whatever shiny pulley you put your eye on. You'll see that also on any shiny pulley. That means water pump pulley, or even the idler pulley, or even the tensioner pulley. Just look for some shininess, and you won't really see any shiny. And that'll tell you that, in fact, the clutch fan is waiting to the last second to kick in and scorching the belt. Now, again, with that, and this is helping everybody, because a lot of our listeners might have some screech in themselves. They might have a serpentine belt that they just have, you know, you've replaced it many, many times. You go to a different brand thinking that, in fact, it's the brand, the Gates brand, Goodyear brand. It doesn't matter about the brand, but you keep replacing the belt, trying to get rid of the screech sound, the high shrill screech sound. What's going on, folks, is you've got the same thing going on that Clint has going on, is that you have a power steering pump or a water pump that's basically going out on you. It's freewheeling is the best way to say it. And a lot of these too, Clint, on these clutch fans, especially on the big boy Chevrolet Avalanches and the big boy Chevrolet trucks, the water pump shaft, the bearing goes out on the front part where that clutch fan's hooked to, trying to carry all that weight and that big diameter of that fan blade that's spinning around. So you actually might even be hearing some water pump bearings, Clint, going rattle, rattle, screech, screech. And they get real high-pitched sounding. So if you've got a high-pitched sound, it could be a water pump bearing that's out. And so I'd recommend, you replace the clutch fan along with the water pump no matter what kind of car or truck that you're dealing with. So that... there's what you need to do, Clint. Appreciate it. Definitely. Hopefully I helped. Let me know. Clint, also email me back with an address. I'll send you out some good cleaning goodies from McGuire's and Mother's and even some wash drops here right here from Auto World, Auto World Plaza. We'll get that Avalanche looking good, that blue. By the way, let's get to the black product, though. You know what? I do have some. I'll send you some. I send you some solution finish. You asked me if there was a way of getting the plastic looking black again on your Chevy Avalanche. It's called Solution Finish. Solution Finish, right on the bottle. Chris is a great guy that owns the company and sells it. And I'll get you some of that in that little care package. Now, it won't be a big bottle. It won't be probably enough to do it. But I'll get you some. But look for Solution Finish in the store there in the Auto Parts store, and you'll be able to make it happen. Make that plastic come back. It looks like a gray because of the oxidization from the sun. Cooking it gets hot. It just opens the pores up. So Solution Finish is not a greasy Vaseline-style stuff. No. I've got a tonneau cover on an old little step side that I have that's black, Clint, and I also use that same product on there to make it look and smell and good because I don't want the grease. Because the oilier it is, just like I was talking on the first hour on the K&N air filters, good product and all, but you don't really want the oil because the oil on any type of thing, tonneau cover or like the little sail on a Chevy Avalanche, if you do have that oily or greasy type product on your vehicle, it attracts dirt and dust. And then you got more of a problem than you ever did want. And something else, too. Sidewalls on your tires. Sidewalls on your tires. You want them to look black, don't you, and shiny? There's a lot of product out there that you spray. I use Endurance. It's one of the products I use, Meguiar's Endurance. That works really good, too. And it's not a grease. And it makes the tires look nice and shiny constantly and makes it look like they're brand new. Besides that, like I said here on Auto World, I always want to make it sure that when we show up and we look good. That's what it's all about. Hey, next week we're going to get to that. We didn't get to it this week. Garage door's starting to come down this week, but we'll get to it next week. The Go Package. Have you got a Go Package? Uh-huh. Well, next week we're going to get to the Go Package. That's in the Auto World Little Car Fact. And much more of your emails next week, absolutely. And look forward to some more interviews coming your way, right here from the Auto World Plaza, live from Boise, Idaho.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.